USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Students around the world are planning a school strike today to protest government and business inaction on climate change. It's expected to be one of the biggest environmental protests ever. It comes as the United Nations is getting ready for a climate action summit this upcoming Monday. It's going to focus on sticking to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, which President Trump has pulled the United States out of. After over 1,500 high-water rescues in the Houston area because of heavy rains and flooding from Tropical Depression Imelda, officials are telling people to just stay put.
We need folks to stay off the road. If you're uncomfortable at work or somewhere else where you were stuck, you'll be a lot more uncomfortable on the side of the road. It's very dangerous, and as it gets dark, it'll be harder for folks to get to you.
That's Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Colt is done making and selling AR-15 rifles to civilians. Colt Firearms announcing yesterday it will sell the so-called assault rifles only to the U.S. military and law enforcement agencies. It says its contracts with police and the military are absorbing all of the company's manufacturing capacity. More than 2,000 nurses are striking against the University of Chicago Medical Center today. The Trump administration sets a record for deportations. Figures from the Department of Homeland Security show nearly 385,000 deportation cases between October of last year and this past August, well above the 341,000 deportations for all 12 months of the 2018 fiscal year. The total for the 2019 fiscal year will go even higher after deportations for the month of September are added. Find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow down 52 points to close at 27,094. The NASDAQ up 5 points. The S&P 500 up almost a point. If you are buying a house or refinancing the one you own, great news as the Fed lowers interest rates. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Fed also let it be known that it is open to other easing of that rate from 1.75% to 2% in support of the U.S. economy. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said this cut, which is the second in 2 months, will help the U.S. economy weather concerns over a trade war.
We've seen additional signs of weakness abroad and a resurgence of trade policy tensions.
Jerome Powell said the Fed has no control over tariffs, but has been keeping an eye on the trade wars that could impact the U.S. economy.
The Fed has no role in the formulation of trade policy.
And lots of new words being added to the English dictionary, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
The folks at Merriam-Webster Dictionaries just added 640 words back in April of this year, and now they've added another 540, among them vacay, also dad joke, pickleball, deep state, an escape room. Some words are getting additional meanings as well, like in the case of the word haircut. It now also refers to a reduction in the value of an asset. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.